Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Motivation is the process that initiates, guides, maintains goal-oriented behaviors. Self-discipline is the ability to push yourself forward, stay motivated, and take action regardless of how you're feeling physically or emotionally. For those of you who listen to my podcast regularly, you've noticed that for the past 2 weeks I haven't dropped a new episode because I was in the motivation mindset where I was waiting for inspiration, you know, the energy boost to do what I had to do. Sometimes I'd watch a video on YouTube or Instagram and just get a bit of a boost and I'll feel like, yeah, let me record a podcast today. Then about 5 minutes later, that motivation just disappears. I'm back to slacking off. So for the past few days, I've been trying to build self-discipline where no matter what I'm feeling, I gotta do what I have to do. I have to release an episode, no matter what. My goal is always to release 2 episodes every week. For the next coming 7 days, I'm going to be releasing an episode every single day. No excuses, no nothing. This is to build the mentality of you have to get things done, no matter what you're feeling. Because the first time I missed the first week, I was covered because I already recorded my episodes the previous week, so I relaxed. When those episodes finished and posted online, the week those episodes were playing out, that's the week I'm supposed to record the next week episode, but I just didn't feel like it. That's like, let me just take a break, you know? I'll do it next week. Next week came around, the same thing. I wasn't feeling it. There was no motivation. There was no reason for me to do this. And I took another break. Then got to the point where I was just saying, for the whole month of August, I'm just gonna take a break. Then it clicked to me like, no. You made a dedication to yourself for your next 6 months plan. Like, you have to do these 2 episodes every week without fail. So to cover up for those missed episodes, that's why I'm doing this. I'm releasing an episode every day. Motivation is something that is good. We need motivation time and time and again. Motivation gives us that extra push. The best example of motivation is adrenaline. You know, in our bodies, we can do a lot of things by itself with our natural energy in our system. But when you get a shot of adrenaline in your system during the fight, flee situation, we can do extraordinary things where you have heard that people have lifted up cars, they've ran faster than certain things, and that's how motivation works. We cannot depend on motivation the same way we cannot depend on adrenaline every single time. Motivation is there, it comes and goes, it's like a feeling, it's like joy, it's like sadness, it comes and goes, it has its moments. And depending on motivation alone is bad. When there's no motivation, there's no work. And when there's no work, there's no motivation. Because motivation lives in a cycle, where when you do work, you become motivated about that work. You start watching videos or listening to podcasts or things in that area of work, you get motivated to do some more. When you start working more, you get motivated more and goes on and on. But if that's your cycle of work, motivation, what happens to the day when you don't get the motivation? Like, what happens that day? You won't work. And when you don't work, you feel better about yourself. And the motivation levels keep on decreasing and decreasing until there's no motivation. When there's no motivation, there's no work. That's why I opt to use self-discipline. Self-discipline is one of the hardest things to master. You know, you can be a disciplined child, student, whatever, in front of people because there are people you're trying to impress. You're doing them in front of people. There are people who acknowledge that you're disciplined. They acknowledge the work you're doing. But now it's self-discipline. It's you by yourself or by yourself in your mind or in your room, wherever you are. There's no one who's there to say, good job. Self-discipline is an art which is very hard to master. But once mastered, it unlocks so many things. You just have to show up. That's what's most important. Just showing up and doing what has to be done. And I advise most of you guys, if you're in that motivation mindset or inspiration mindset where you say you're waiting for something to click or something to give you that magic or whatever you call it for you to do what needs to be done, you have to change it as soon as possible. You have to get into the self-disciplined mindset where it doesn't matter how you're feeling that day. Just show up and do the work and leave. And after some time, it becomes a routine, it becomes a habit of nature that if you set your mind to something like, I have to do these things for the next couple of days, it becomes easy for you to do them because you've built the discipline, the self-discipline, where you don't need anyone on your back pushing you every single time. And at the end of the day, I'm not discouraging motivation. Motivation is truly needed because it gives us that push to go further and further. Self-discipline takes you far, but motivation can take you there quicker. Motivation and self-discipline is like a car with nitrous, where a car by its normal speed it reaches its maximum speed, and nitrous will give that extra push to get there faster. So you have to learn to use both of them hand in hand and depend mostly on self-discipline, because there are days when the motivation never comes. But when it comes, make sure to utilize it to its maximum potential. That's all I had to say for today. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share this podcast with someone you really care about. And until next time.